So we already knew that the Trump Organization was criminally indicted in the state of New York, and that the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, was criminally indicted in the state of New York. But today we learned that more indictments are coming. Kind of feels like maybe justice is coming. And justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So we just learned that more indictments are coming in the New York State prosecution of the Trump Organization and its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. Here's the headline today in the Washington Post. Lawyer for Trump Organization CFO, Alan Weisselberg, says more indictments are expected in 15-year tax fraud case. So, of course, the big ticket question is against whom? Who else might be indicted? Well, here is some of the reporting today by CNN. Alan Weisselberg, the former Trump Organization CFO who has been charged by Manhattan prosecutors for an alleged tax evasion scheme, is expecting that more indictments will be filed in the case after tax documents were found in an alleged co-conspirator's basement, Weisselberg's lawyers said in court. So, if you were ever wondering where bigwigs, where billionaires, where titans of industry keep their tax documents, apparently it's in a co-conspirator's basement. Who knew? The reporting continues. So Alan Weisselberg's lawyer is a guy named Brian Skarlatos. Skarlatos did not identify by name the co-conspirator he was referencing when discussing the tax documents that had supposedly been found in a basement. CNN has reported that one alleged co-conspirator in the investigation is Jeff McConney, the controller of the Trump Organization. McConney has testified at least twice before the grand jury, and he received immunity for his testimony. So let's just unpack that for a minute. Who is Jeff McConney? Well, McConney has been described as Alan Weisselberg's Alan Weisselberg. What does that mean? Well, you have Donald Trump, head of the Trump Organization, then you have the number two person, virtually, Alan Weisselberg, right under Trump. And then right under Alan Weisselberg is Jeff McConney. That's why people have said McConney is kind of Weisselberg's Weisselberg, the number two under Weisselberg. And McConney has given it up in the grand jury and has been named, albeit as an unindicted co-conspirator, in the indictment that was handed down. Now, this might be my favorite part of today's reporting about the status hearing that was held in New York in the Trump Organization and Weisselberg case. The attorneys were complaining to the judge, we have millions and millions of documents we have to review. We're inundated and we're burdened, and you have to set the trial way off in the future because we have so many documents to review. The judge was a little skeptical of that claim. Quote, this is what the judge said, many of the documents came from the defendants themselves, and their claims of needing to go through millions of documents was a little misleading, as they are familiar with most of the documents. That's what the judge said. The judge did set a status hearing many months down the road, and he has not yet set a trial date. What does all of this mean? Well, first, unfortunately, we just have to stand by to see what the next round of indictments look like, right? Might there be more Weisselbergs indicted in the next round of indictments? Because after all, Jack Weisselberg, Allen's son, was part of a financial firm that loaned money to the Trump Organization. Barry Weisselberg, another one of Allen Weisselberg's sons, managed Donald Trump's ice skating rinks. You can't make this stuff up, friends. So one question is, you know, now that Allen Weisselberg has been indicted and we have more indictments coming, might Allen just be the tip of the Weisselbergs? I'm sorry, friends. Another question is, what about Matt Calamari? So this is the bouncer, bodyguard, turned chief operating officer for the Trump Organization. There has been some suggestion that perhaps Calamari Sr. will be indicted. I think perhaps the most important question is, will anybody in the next round of indictments bear the last name of Trump? And friends, when you look at this indictment against the Trump Organization and Allen Weisselberg, and realize that it involves a 15-year criminal scheme to defraud in the first degree by the Trump Organization and by Allen Weisselberg. 15 years the organization was virtually being run as a corrupt enterprise, a corrupt business. Is there anybody who thinks Donald Trump, the head of the Trump Organization, didn't know of this 15-year-long criminal scheme to defraud in the first degree? That Donald Trump didn't benefit from it? That Donald Trump didn't orchestrate it, didn't control it? Because if there's anybody who actually believes that, I'm sure Donald Trump would be happy to sell you any number of bridges. So will the next round of indictments have a Trump named? Justice better come for Donald Trump and company, because justice matters. As always, friends, thank you for tuning in to these daily Justice Matters videos. You can also get them in podcast form, audio only. Just go wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, if you would like to more formally support our all-volunteer efforts here, a video a day, feel free to go over to patreon.com. You can sign up to become a patron. And if you do, I'll send you some Team Justice stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks. And as always, friends, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.